Yeah. We in the championship. We was down 3-1. Yeah. Philly. Champions of the United States. Yeah. Turn me up, Cruz. Bombing on any of them niggas that want to smoke. Woo. Nigga, this a big boy phantom, this ain't a ghost.
Trey here, Trey in the building, LGTV.TV.
Devontae, hold the whole workout, hold the whole podcast up, Greenleaf.
Devontae, counsel on me, Greenleaf.
Devontae do everything on his own time, Greenleaf. That boy always been like that.
Bro, the workout was already scheduled, man.
The podcast
was scheduled earlier that day. It was like emergency podcast.
Get right. What's going on?
That boy 38 today.
That boy Snorlax. Sleepy on his birthday.
Snorlax.
I mean, it was just full this morning, bro.
Sleep. Garrett, tell everybody how old you are.
28, man.
And how old do you feel, though?
Shit, I feel 28, niggas. I'm trying to get to the, I'm trying to get Social Security, nigga.
LGTV.TV.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all already know what we got to tackle. We got a lot of stuff to get into. We got the Rooney Rule. We got the playoffs. We got Tom. We got the Patriots.
Well, I'm going to start this one off, the first one of the new year. I'm going to start this one off. I'm going to give me about 2 minutes. I'm going to let y'all interject.
Okay.
The Patriots are sadly out of the playoffs. And I think a lot of that has to do with coaching decisions. I don't know if y'all going to agree with me, but when it's first and goal at the 1 yard line, you can't run three straight run plays if you know it's not working. I know Tom ain't mobile, so you maybe can't do a quarterback bootleg, but some kind of Edelman rub route, something other than what they did. So that was a miscue. The second miscue, obviously, is Edelman dropping the pass, but hey, I can't get mad at him. He does so much for us. But what made me the most mad, and I don't know if y'all Cowboy fans can relate, so maybe Jason Garrett coaching error earlier this season, it was something about why you kicked the field goal. But it was 4th and 6, and we were in our own 30, 25 on our own. We were backed up. But it was 4th and 6, and we were down by 1. But we punted the ball. We had 3 timeouts. I know Belichick believes in his defense, and Belichick is a genius. I mean, he does it professionally for millions of dollars. I can't question it, but I'm scratching my head. It's 4th and 6. We're not playing to play again next week. It's win or go home. I say on 4th and 6, we have to go for it right there. If we don't get it, they got 25 yards to score. They might score before they even waste all that time. You know, they might kick a field goal and we still get the ball back and have one possession to go win. I said on 4th and 6, punt the ball there. I feel like we didn't get beat. I felt like we beat ourselves. I feel it. Like it wasn't like we played against Baltimore or when we played against Houston. Tech, I feel like we beat ourselves against the Chiefs, but definitely against the Titans, I feel like we beat ourselves. We should have went for it then. If we didn't make it, I feel like we'd have got the ball back with way more time than 15 seconds. But we out the playoffs. I was highly upset. I feel like we beat ourselves. I don't know what Tom and Bill are going to do in the offseason, but that's my spiel on that. I had to start off with the Patriots, the biggest upset of, you know, the end of the freaking decade, you know, how it goes. So,
well, I got two questions about that, Trey.
What's up?
First off, I didn't watch the game because I was busy. But how do you feel about the Sanu trade now?
I feel like what I've been, you know, doing a lot of research, aka watching FS1 today, and I agree with a lot of people today. I feel like the guy that just got hired, Joe Judge, I feel like his part No, I take that back. He ain't the receivers coach, is he? He's special teams receivers. Yeah, I feel like his receivers, I feel like they came along slow. And I feel like Sanu would have been – I feel like he's came along slow. I feel like it was a good trade at the time. I was excited about it, but he did come along slow. So.
Emphasis on slow.
I feel like it took him Chad Ochocinco time to mesh with offense. It shouldn't have took that long.
Ochocinco only played what, 3 games?
I mean, the dude, I don't think Sanu ever had more than 6 catches in a game. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, I know Edelman, number one guy, but I mean, we got to something. You know, I feel like he's never messed. He was a 3 or 4 catch person. I feel like he didn't mess with offense.
On top, that's a weird thing to have your special teams coach be a wide receivers coach at the same time. Like, usually you have 2 separate people for those jobs.
They said after all that got reported, then they said that they had somebody else mainly running the special teams and he was only helping with the special teams. I don't know.
Yeah, please.
That was kind of a weird job.
Yeah.
So I know we had Gary. I believe you picked the Titans, and Vontae, you picked the Titans, right?
Yeah.
So how do y'all feel about y'all predictions being correct?
I'm like a Monty. I was just talking shit and just hoping they won.
I was gonna say that was it a prediction out of intelligence or prediction out of spite?
Out of spite. That was a spite one for me. But I think Vontae was more calculated. Me, I'm just like, shit.
Man, Vontae's more calculated. If you asked Vontae, did he say Derrick Henry was going to run all over us, he would have said, nah. I don't think Vontae was calculated.
What happened to the
Patriots? What's going on? Because, you know, the Patriots, they think is, let's take away your number one option on offense. Once I said they were stopping Derrick Henry, bro, I was like, yes, it's going to be a long night.
I thought they were trying to wait till the second half to, you know, Bill Belichick, he's a halftime adjustment guy. I knew the Super Bowl defense was going to come eventually, but he tried with the second half. I feel like we should have just threw it in there now and made them adjust. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I only gave up 14 points if you want to listen.
But it's worse than 14 points. They gave up 14 points in about 25 first downs. That's what killed us. You know what I'm saying? You know, so.
I mean, yeah, I was like,
that's won y'all a lot of games this season too. Like,
it did.
Special teams.
And that's why I said I can't really fault Bill for saying 4th and 6, go punt the ball real quickly. I mean, we threw the special teams people on the field real fast, but I'm like, man, this is gonna go home. It's 4th and 6. If we don't get it, they got the ball. If they like only like 28 going in. If they get a couple first down, they gotta score. We get the ball right back. You know, we get another I don't know.
Even though the defense has been great, if you go into that game and say, and you told to all the fans, y'all only gonna score 13 points today, y'all would have said that's an L. Like, that's horrible. The offense got to do better than that.
Yeah, and right? That's what I'm saying. So first and goal on the 1, I mean, we beat ourselves there. I mean, we got to do something different than running 3 straight off tackle left play running plays. I mean, we got to do something different. Something.
What is wrong with Sonny Michel? That's dude been in the doghouse in and out all season. And I remember y'all did draft Damian Harris from Alabama. And I don't even know if he got on IR. I just know we got a helmet. They need to be more creative with the run game. Like, they should realize Tom is still great, but he's not the guy who can elevate subpar players anymore.
I think that's actually false.
What hurt though was, okay, y'all run the football a lot. You lost Gronk, one of the best blocking tight ends. Then you lost your fullback, James Devlin.
There you go.
Then you lost your center. So imagine ball a lot, and you say, well, you're not going to have your center, your best, one of the best blocking tight ends, and one of the best blocking fullbacks. Your running game going to suffer after that, bro.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it's
like, you got to remember the center to make all the calls and all that stuff to read, get the line right.
Yeah. Tom had he was running around this year a whole lot more than usual. Left tackle was hurt for the most part. I mean, it was everybody has injuries, but I mean, ours were very detrimental to our scheme. You know, it was like what we needed. Kind of thing. So,
hey, you know, offensive court. Well, you're a boy wonder, whatever they want to call you in the media. You better make something work.
Who, Josh McDaniels?
Yeah, they hype him up every year. I still feel like he did the Colts dirty, but I'm glad the Colts had some class at that time and kept some coaches that left their jobs to go to the Colts.
Well, so I had to get that out of my chest. We can move along to the next topic, man.
So my question is, where do you think y'all go from here? Because we talked about it before. I asked you, before I said, what if Tom actually do leave? A couple of weeks ago, I asked you that. And you was like, you didn't even want to think about it. But it's here now.
In a perfect world, Bill and Tom talk this offseason. We give Tom 1 or 2 years. And say, this is our last ride, Tom. I just for what you've done, we'll give you, I've been wanting to let you go anyway. But we're gonna do 1 or 2 years. We're gonna restructure the offense.
If he get in there and say, I've been wanting to let you go anyway.
I've been wanting to let you go, but you know, everybody been telling me that I beefed up our defense, but I didn't beef the offense up. We need to get help at receiver. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get you some help at receiver. Somebody said I'm gonna go find AB's medicine, but we're gonna go get a talent. I'm gonna go try to get Stephon Diggs, try to get somebody of that talent. Let's get him. Let's find another tight end. I mean, why go away from what we did? For I know we gained enough, find another Gronk, but go find Jimmy Graham, somebody that something.
Shit, Jimmy Graham ain't doing shit.
I mean, for something that somebody like a shell of Jimmy Graham at his prime. Something, get you a good tight end again, get you Edelman, get healthy again, or go in the draft, find another Edelman, get a number one. Like, it ain't gonna be like, he ain't gotta be super cold. He, like I said, before Brandon Cooks kept getting hurt, like somebody like Brandon Cooks that can just run, like, and just give Tom Brady some help. We get healthy, I feel like we can go run at it again. I really can. But after this year, it was too deteriorated, and we was winning off the strength of being well coached, being very disciplined, no flags, good defense. But, you know, eventually, you know.
One thing is, though, you can't say they lack of trying. They've been trying for a few years now, starting with the Philip Dorsett trade from the Colts. They've been trying to beef up the wide receiver talent. It's just they've been missing, and they also can't develop the ones that they do draft. I remember they had a run of second and third round receivers, and they dropping like flies.
I mean, like I said, at week two, we had AB, Josh Gordon, and healthy Edelman. I mean, you know, it was supposed to be crazy good. AB wouldn't have caught a touchdown, you know what I'm saying? But then it just fell apart, and we just never
caught. But with the Tom Brady contract thing, I agree with what Shannon Sharp said today. He's been trying to get more contract extensions, more money, and he failed a couple times. I still believe that a few years back, he had got a car accident. Then after that, they gave him a new extension. I feel like he got in that car accident on purpose because they was trying to hold him. Because, you know, the Patriots complain about
it. I was just using the eye test and not trying to be unbiased this year. I think Tom Brady kind of ran for his life. He didn't make a lot of bad decisions. The one interception in Miami, of course, oh my God, that was terrible. But he didn't just throw stuff right to other people. He didn't do Jameis Winston kind of stuff. No, I don't think he's declining. I don't. Well, dramatically, he's getting slower. He's 43, 42, whatever. But I think he could step in at, you know, every other NFL team that has a non-established quarterback. He can go play for the Broncos, and you know, it'd be okay. You know what I'm saying? So
I think the writing is on. I think him putting his house up for sale combined with his current contract, they had all the opportunity, if they wanted to give him. He said he want to play till 45.
When did he put his house up for sale?
Like right before the season started? Like right when that contract
But you know why though, right?
What? He wanted to move and all that?
No, him and his train put their house up for sale, and they moved right down the street. It wasn't like, it was all a big story, but they moved right down the street. They stayed in the Massachusetts. They wanted to stay in the Massachusetts area. And that was another thing. It was like Giselle's sacrificed a lot. They don't know if she's going to want to move to Indiana or somewhere crazy. Like, she's like, I'm chilling, you know? So.
But, I mean, then they come out and say, okay, you know, there was rumors that, you know, he wanted Garoppolo gone. And then Bill, like you said, wanted him gone. And then you come to contract negotiation time and you only give him this 1 year deal, and cause this is like weird. Like, it's Tom Brady. Why would you give him that short of a deal? It's like, is it really the end? I just feel like
I think it's because they're like, being I think it's being safe. Now, Tom is very durable. We know about the one season in 08, but I mean, aside from that, he's very durable. But we don't know how durable he is at 41 compared to 42. 42 to 43, so just don't know. You don't lock yourself up in a 3-year, $90 million deal and he go out there and, you know, twist his ankle. He have to, you know, 18 games because he's 43. He would have twisted ankle. You know what I'm saying? So,
I got one thing. This is my last thing about the Patriots. I've been thinking about this for a while now. Do you think it's just ego, like Kraft's ego, Belichick's ego? Just remember back when we were younger, nobody was talking about the Patriots, man. Like, no one. As a franchise.
I wouldn't say ego. I would say...
ego. Just got too big for all of them.
I wouldn't say ego, but I would definitely say some sense of...
entitlement.
Yeah, power, control. Like, Bill Belichick, yeah. Power, control. I'm the coach. I understand Tom Brady is the gold. He got 6 rings. He's the golden boy. He has the most... you know, XYZ, and I get it, but I'm still a coach, and I'm the best coach of all. So I feel like it's back and forth.
But they're going forever. They're gonna be hand in hand because no one knows Bill Belichick will be without Tom Brady. Because when he coached Cleveland, this was before Cleveland was like shitty Cleveland. You know, when he failed in that experiment,
well,
then he got the Jets job, quit them, and got to the Patriots.
All I know is you can say what side I'm gonna pick regardless, but all I know is Bill Belichick has never won a game without a playoff game or a Super Bowl without Tom Brady.
Exactly. Would you still be a Patriots fan when Tom Brady leaves?
I'll be a split decision. If Tom Brady leaves and goes somewhere, I'm gonna root for Tom Brady. I'm always root for him, but you know I want the Patriots to still see what they're gonna do. They bounce back, find another Garoppolo, see what they're gonna do in the draft. I'm still gonna be a Patriots fan, but wherever Tom can go to a freaking Arena League, I'm gonna root for Tom. So, I just want him to go out from top. I don't want him to go out, you know, like Vince Carter going out, you know. So.
I don't know. Vince Carter's like 4 decades. He's like 4 decades.
It the luck of him, you know, coming out when he came out. Because Bron could do it too. Bron could play for 4 decades, but he came out in 03 at the beginning of a decade, so he ain't going to make it, but you know.
Yeah.
Any, you got any last things to say about the Patriots before we move to something else?
Yeah, because we've gone on 20 minutes on this, and I'm tired of y'all already.
We're on 20 minutes. That dynasty over, cub. It's over.
Hey, Trey. Did you flip some shit over at home?
Did I what?
Did you flip some shit over at home? Did you flip the table over?
No. Interesting story, man. I was at the I was in postpartum in the hospital. So I had to be quiet, but man, I wanted to scream.
I know you went somewhere outside and said, shit, I went back in.
Baby was brand new, so I couldn't even leave him, you know, but man.
Congratulations on the baby. Man,
appreciate it.
Yeah. Congrats, bro. Forgot about that. I'm tripping. Congratulations. I got 2. You got 2. Vontae finna have 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just waiting on that.
And then Gary gonna have twins wrap it up. Bet.
Hell no.
All right, move on. I'm done. I'm moving on.
All right, so we on the playoffs. Might as well stick with the playoffs. What y'all looking like? What y'all think gonna happen?
The Texas game, I just want to talk about the magic of the black quarterbacks we have this year. And it's a blessing to be able to see that because we all grew up in a time we didn't have that many. Good enough. It's great to see like young black quarterbacks like all 25 and under just playing, and that's a good thing. That's all I want to talk about that.
Yeah, man. Like I was saying in the chat, bro, they're crazy stat. Like when you think about it, like only 2 black quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl. Like to think about, like just to say, only 2 players have done in the whole history of the NFL is so crazy to me. And hopefully this year we get it again. I think we looking, it's likely. The Titans are not going to beat the Ravens. I couldn't go on and say that. Like, right. This is not going to happen. But, so,
come out the ball, they come out magically, they might.
Right. So, we're going to have, in the AFC Championship, we're going to have black on black. So, we'll have one in there. And then I don't think the Seahawks going to make a run, but like I said, AFC side going to hold it down. We'll at least have one. And hopefully the one. Get that W in the Super Bowl, and we can get our third one. So that's all I'm going to do.
We don't know how Garoppolo playing.
Who comes out of NFC?
Shit, it's kind of like a toss up now. Raise out. The dark horse is Vikings, but it's all on cousin.
Something convicted me today. I don't know why, but Aaron Rodgers, something's just telling me he's just gonna go dumb for some reason. I don't know why.
Unless all those other receivers step up, besides Parker, because you don't trust nobody else. You can tell. Andy wildly inconsistent.
Sometimes he about to go 31 for 40. You know, 350 and 4 touchdowns. Sometimes he about to go stupid.
They play the Vikings, right?
Yeah. Mm-mm. No.
Playing the Seahawks.
My bad on that one. But how you think Garoppolo gonna play though?
Ain't he up and down all year? You know.
Yeah, he only had like what, maybe 300 yard games, maybe 4. I know he had some late in the season.
If the Vikings put it upset, that's going to be crazy. I don't think they will, though. I got the 49ers and the Packers winning. Packers going. Got to go travel.
Seven digs on the way out. If the digs on his way out, if I'm them, I'm trading them. You have 10-13 in a playoff game on the road in a tough place to play, and you mad because you ain't getting no touches. Get open. Then you get to touch it.
Oh, this nigga stepped away or something. But who you said you got, Trey? Packers for the Super Bowl?
I think Aaron Rodgers is about to tear it up for some reason.
Man, I don't even go on NFC. It's a toss-up. I don't know. AFC, somebody black. Somebody with black part of that coming.
I got the Vikings with the upset. I got the Seahawks with the upset. And I got the Seahawks going to the Super Bowl.
Seahawks didn't even play good last game to me. I don't know.
Yeah, 19 points?
I don't know.
They find a way to grind it out.
Bro. You're right. It can happen, but you got to play good eventually, you know.
If that actually happens, it'll be crazy as hell. If they really do make a run.
The play of the playoffs so far to me was that escape by Watson throwing to open Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the field goal. I don't know how the hell he escaped this year. I thought he was down.
So, Vontae, you got the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl or what?
I got Seahawks and Ravens in the Super Bowl with the Ravens winning.
All right. Gary, you got who in the Super Bowl, who winning?
I'm going to go with Trey with the Packers going to the Super Bowl. And I'm going to say the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs win.
Chiefs, okay. Blue?
I got the Chiefs winning it all.
Oh, okay.
They're going against the Packers.
I got Lamar winning it all.
My bad. 49.
Yeah, you got 40. I got Lamar winning it all against Aaron Rodgers in a crazy Super Bowl. But yeah.
I'd like to beat the Ravens. You got to come up, throw the ball, put them behind the touchdown, too. The Chiefs, when they were down, shit, nobody could get open but the tight ends. And if they had better corners, the market got picked off. Wouldn't have been that close. He was throwing rainbow.
Out of spite, I don't want Aaron Rodgers to win because I don't want no kind of talks that he may be as good as Tom Brady, XYZ. No.
The dopest thing about the AFC side, though, is that I really don't like. I don't care who go. Like I already said, the black quarterbacks. But also, whichever three of them go, one of them three, Deshaun, Patrick, or Lamar, like it's gonna be exciting as hell. No matter which one go, like in the Super Bowl, it's gonna be exciting. Like last year, we had a snooze fest. This year, we're gonna have either Lamar running around, Patrick throwing bombs, or Deshaun going crazy. Like either one of them is gonna be cold as hell in the Super Bowl. Like that's gonna be wild.
Right.
Complete opposite of last year.
Okay, that's first time.
it wasn't just y'all though, like y'all the Rams couldn't do nothing.
Who in the microwave?
No, I'm in my car.
Nah, they go got a hot pocket. Vontae.
Big homie stepping away and shit.
But yeah, I know we brought up a big thing. So I was watching, I seen a snippet on YouTube of Stephen A. talking about the Rooney Rule. He was going off, talking about how it's, I mean, the beginning of the Rooney Rule, okay, it might have came from a good place. Like, you have to interview a black, you know, personnel coach, wherever you come from, special teams. Yeah, somebody, you got to interview them, give them a chance. Okay, it came from a good place. But now they circumvent the rule. They bring in a nigga. Like, I feel like when they bring in them black persons, any male they bring in, they just interview them for like 5 minutes and be like, all right, bet, we'll call you. Like, I feel like they be weak as hell. You know what I'm saying?
As soon as I saw Cowboys interview Marvin Lewis, I was like, "That's the Rooney Rule." Like, I'm like, no.
"Yeah, right." You can see it from your couch at home. Like, okay, they not seriously considering this nigga. They just doing it because of the rule. So, Stephen A. said they need to do something different. I mean, y'all can come up with rule ways. I'm not sure what they could even do to make it put more. But it's a shame we only got three head coaches in a dominated black sport. Like, we dominate the sport, literally. 80% of black people dominate the sport. So, and we only have three black head coaches and one black general manager. So, something got to give, something got to change. I just don't know how.
Sorry about that. Sorry to cut you off, but my girl just brought me, like, big-ass balloons for my birthday. Oh. And a big-ass pink. Appreciate that.
Oh. So,
this nigga.
Oh, Gare Bear got a bear.
And a cake.
Oh.
And it's my favorite cake, German chocolate.
Oh, so, Gare Bear.
Podcast real quick. It just sounds real quick. For all the women, hold down their men, and all the wives and husbands, for all the wives to be podcast. So for all the wives, to the host of LGTV, I'll put y'all for holding us down. VA is the most perfect motherfuckers in the world when we get the job done. So,
that boy done got happy, done went on a soliloquy. His black queen done brought him some gifts.
Hey, Gary, go ahead and sign
on
and do your thing, though.
You good? Or you staying on? You good?
Yeah, I'm staying on. Yeah, I'm
bro, you got to run to the bathroom real fast, bro.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here.
It's on you, bro. It's on you. Finish your thought.
I'm going to laugh.
Pastor Matthews.
What's your name?
Pastor Matthews.
Oh.
I was just saying, as Shannon said last week, like, how can you tell a millionaire, a billionaire, whatever, how can you tell them who to hire? Mm-hmm. They're going to look at you like, nigga, I'm going to hire whoever the hell I want to hire.
All right.
My thing is, the Rooney Rule, I don't say it's bad at all. I think if you give Marvin Lewis or somebody a chance to at least talk, you're like, oh, wait, this black coach may be really good. You need to give him a chance. You know, I don't know what other route you can go, but I mean,
right.
It's something. It's something,
and,
you know.
And like Shannon like, also. Oh, go ahead, bro. It's on you.
I was just going to say the truth, Mike. I mean, it's never going to come out. But I just want to know how serious, like, they were about Marvin. And it's like him insisting on bringing Hugh Jackson into it.
Yeah.
I think they probably told that nigga Mike McCorkey, like, I mean, as you can hear, they said he wanted Kellen on the roster. So I'm pretty sure he knew Jerry.
Bro, what is that?
I'm not a girl, but this nigga Hugh coming out like, I mean, Marvin coming out like, I'm bringing Hugh. That's who I'm bringing. So was that a factor? I mean, we'll never know.
Right. Yeah, and like Shannon also said, like, these niggas are hiring. I mean, the white people are hiring people who look like them, people who they're accustomed to, people who they're familiar and comfortable with. I mean, you know, not all white people are comfortable with hiring a black person in a position like that. So the biggest thing is, if we could get Oprah, Jay, Diddy, like, some people into buying and owning teams, which is hard to get. Once an owner got a team, niggas don't really be trying to relinquish it, let it go at all. But if we could, that would be the next step, getting us to actually own teams so we can hire our own positions like that. But hopefully we can get it changed, bro. Like,
yeah,
some kind of way, hopefully they could fix it and make it where niggas really getting a real shot at it. I know we haven't really had much to say about the NBA lately, but y'all got anything to say other than the Lakers cold? Like, any feelings about anything?
Luka, I feel like some big trades about to happen. big trades are about to happen. Kuzma about to get off to, they about to ship him off. They ain't gonna get much. I don't know why they think they're gonna get a lot for him. But they got that, it's a chemistry thing. Like that whole tweet issue, that, you know how passive aggressive LeBron is. He ain't letting that slide. Yeah, he gone. He gonna be gone by February or whatever the deadline is. But I feel like it's gonna be some nice changes. If you're in the East, step it up. Like with the Hawks, with Trae Young, you can get something going. Get some veterans in there, some real good veterans. They can play.
Vince Carter.
You know, I'm giving Atlanta.
Vontae.
Yeah.
You got any thoughts besides the Rockets not making it?
I mean, the East, like, to be honest with you, bro, the East, I mean, you look at the standings, like, the East ain't that bad over there, bro.
Mm.
Like, the Hawks is underperforming.
Mm-hmm. They need more. They got young pieces, young players who not stuck. Cam Reddish, John Collins just getting back. I mean, sometimes it's just like that. You just get a team that's, I mean, and they still got opportunity. They still got chances, like Trey playing out his mind. And they still got an opportunity to make the playoffs. It's still right there. Nobody going to run away with the 7th, 8th spot. So, but, I mean, sometimes you just got that. Maybe they have a bad year this year. They get another good pick, and that person they pick helped them make that leap.
That's Childress.
I do agree with you. I mean, I don't know. I always felt like the team, just the, like, young niggas, like, talent. Like, you do need to infuse some veteran. I mean, as much as Vince is, bro, like, who the other veterans on that?
Vince is 3 veterans put together.
You need a vet that's going to give you, like, 15 a game.
So, y'all prediction still the same? What y'all looking like for the championship? We ain't really had to discuss it. So, I guess I
ain't worried about no predictions.
I'm saying that the same.
So, the finals?
Yeah, the finals.
I ain't worried about the finals too, after the also ones will also break in.
We ain't got no NBA team, so it don't matter.
Pixel. I like Boston. Yeah. I always keep up with Boston.
Pittsburgh still is gonna play basketball, Gary.
I say I always keep up with the Celtics, man.
Oh, keep up with them, okay.
Okay, Gary. Well, Shavante, Trey, who y'all got going to the finals?
Well, don't disrespect me, bro.
On the east side, who you got?
At the east, I don't know. I still got Milwaukee. I don't know. Miami's been playing tough though. So I don't know. I just got Milwaukee.
Yeah, we're gonna see LA Lakers versus Giannis out east. So,
oh, okay.
I might have to.
Nigga said, "Vontae." What are you saying?
Clippers gonna knock y'all in the second round, bro. Y'all, they gonna, the way they resting and all that. Yeah, they gonna knock y'all in the second round. We gonna beat Denver, and then we gonna beat the Clippers in the conference finals. Call it out.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Y'all gonna beat Clippers. Y'all gonna beat the Clippers. Y'all won't even meet the Clippers. First of all, I don't even want to ask that question. Y'all gonna get put out in the first round. Because y'all not gonna have any type of consistency at all. James ISO, Harden ISO, Westbrook miss, Harden ISO.
Westbrook, this is like 10 games, Christmas playing good.
Yeah, but you know, but hey, no, all seriousness. I mean, I'm a big Russ fan except this year. But his OKC days, you know, everybody follows it. I mean, I think even your boy Stephen Smith says it. I know Colin Cowherd says it. But Russ Westbrook will play out of his mind all regular season, get to the playoffs, and choke. He don't win. I'm gonna say it like that. He might. He'll play under efficient. He'll turn the ball over more. I don't know why. I mean, I used to root for him at OKC. He disappointed me every playoffs, every postseason.
But yeah. Well, I think we got to everything. We got to the run of the rule, NFL playoffs. That's gonna be exciting this weekend. That's gonna be good. Anything we miss out on? That y'all.
One more thing, Vontae. Benediction.
We building a super staff in Dallas.
Okay.
Don't get me hyped up, bro. I really don't even want to think about the Cowboys right now.
I mean, I'm happy for y'all because
right now it's bad, bro.
I don't think we're keep only people I think we're keeping probably is Kellen Moore.
I think we might keep Chris though. You don't think we keep him?
Oh no, they just said I just read a report. They said like I mean he's officially not under contract. They said him and which was crazy, him and Jalen, they said they clash. And the linebacker coach, they clashed too.
You know, all these years of me, you know, watching and witnessing football with y'all guys being Cowboys fans back and forth, and now that Jason Garrett's era is officially over, how do y'all, Vontae Lou, how do y'all rate Garrett as his tenure in Dallas as a coach? As a coach, you think he can go somewhere as a head coach, or he should go somewhere as a coordinator, or you think he should?
I think he was better. He was better as a coordinator. As a head coach, cause I feel like a head coach, like your coordinator is one. Let's be honest, they really do the work, calling the plays, doing all that. I think your head coach is more the face, keeping everything together, being a motivator. And it's just not his strong
suit.
He's a good guy, great guy. But
I agree. I give his tenure here a C plus.
C plus.
Like I said, he's not. He's like Mike Tomlin, like. He commands the room. He a motivator. He get niggas up. He get them going.
Don't get Gary Hart, please. Pick somebody else.
But I was trying to coach the me, though. Because he was like, y'all had such high hopes. Like, y'all weren't thinking about the coaching then. Like I told him, it's just a discipline. That comes from preparation from the coach. Like, a nigga make a mistake. It's 3rd and 5. You jump off sides, give him a first down. This nigga clapping you. Oh, we'll get him next play. We'll get him next play. Nah, nigga, get in
there. Bill, Mike wouldn't stand for that. You're not just gonna be messing up and just okay. It's all right. Nah, bro.
Have a seat.
He's gonna come at your neck.
It's gonna become habit. Like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Niggas don't fear Jason, bro. They just worry about look over there. This nigga clapping. Oh, this nigga ain't gonna do that. All right. Well, I'm gonna mess up. Like, not you gonna mess up again on purpose, but like you're not. Fear. There's no fear. And you gotta find a way. Niggas is making millions of dollars. You got a way to figure out to put some type of discipline on them to make them do the right thing consistently, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like I know Gary remember, but you remember that he filled in, I think I don't know if he officially came to head coach of San Francisco, but he was an intern at one time that jumped, what was his name? Jim Tomsula, whatever the nigga name was.
Yeah.
Like that, so we got him as the D-line. He the D-line coach, and then Mike Nolan, he's going to be the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Then we got the special teams coach from the Rams.
Yeah. Y'all bring Wade Phillips back.
Wade Pines is going off into the sunset, bro. Going to go chill.
I honestly think he was, bro, because he ran at 3-4, and they said the reason he got fired is because they said that this generation of football just going to outgrew him.
Man. Shoot, we run 3-4. Patriots always ran 3-4.
But you know, Bill's son is the defensive coordinator. So.
AKA Bill Belichick's defensive coordinator. LGTV.TV.
Hey, Gary,
are you checking out?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Any final?
Got a lot of great things coming for y'all this year, man. Merch, be on the lookout for merch.
Okay, I ain't know about that myself. Okay, yeah, merch coming.
LGTV.TV merch.
LGTV hoodies, jerseys,
beans,
everything.
For real, man. Jump on the train now before it get rolling.
Yeah, Gary, we hear you.
Oh, my app acting funny. I barely can hear y'all.
Okay, well, we closing up right now, guys, so don't interrupt us no more. Go ahead, Lou.
Once the train get rolling, you ain't going to be able to catch up to it. So jump on now, bro, because we here.
LGTV.TV, man. Lou, Facebook group comment, Twitter comment, official Twitter comment, official Instagram comment, artwork, everything, LGTV.TV.
Anybody that support, we appreciate it, man. For real.
Hey, Lou, where can I hear us at, Lou?
Man, where they can't hear us is the better question, bro. Spotify, iTunes, okay. Whatever y'all call them, podcast tunes, Apple tunes, whatever y'all call it over there, bro. Everywhere. everywhere. We everywhere, bro. We here, bro. So ain't no excuses about, well, I can't listen to y'all. What y'all? No, bro. You got something. You got something here. Everybody got Spotify. Everybody got some type of streaming service. Wherever you got, we there, bro. LG TV, look it up. It's easy. Lou, Gary, Trey, Vontae, we here, man.
Hey, this first podcast of the year. Next podcast, we definitely got to talk about how we met. Let people know, you know, the backstory and all that. Why us four random niggas? But you know, it's all good. Yeah. So.
We got some funny stories, bro. Some funny. Yeah. Got to get them off. Yeah. Like when Gary was throwing up in the bathtub. We'll get to that.
threw in a cliffhanger. What's that nigga throw up in the bathtub? I'm waiting on that.
Dude, see, we was drinking a damn drink.
Don't tell him, but we'll let him know. We'll let him know. And then next week, it's going to be AFC Championship game, so that's going to be big.
Yeah.
We'll get into all of that next podcast next week, bro. Hopefully Vontae not working out. We'll get it in though. My boy.
Wednesday, Friday, workout.
LGTV.tv, man. We out. Signing out. Louie.
My love. Peace, baby.
Top down for the breeze. Burnt lips. Got a blood full of weed. Peace, love, and the means. Nigga, I ain't come for the beef. You ain't know she came for the skeet. Got bite for the cheeks. Nigga, I'm the life for the beef. Fuck that, this year gotta eat. Bounce for the crown. You be hating and I still hold it down. When you round, man, the girls never lounge. Man, I heard you a hound. Right, man, that bitch need a pound. Tip, 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 bounce out of gown. Hands tied to the sound. Yeah, I'm the rich nigga now. Bitch, I'm the talk of the town. Make a bitch run the mouth. Yeah, go south for the boy. Pop, 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 down to the floor. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Yeah. Brassy girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year.